So what's new, man? You guys are tearing it up over there.
Yeah, we are. We had our best month ever last month. So, I think the perseverance that you taught me.
Yeah.
And the perseverance that I've learned just from being a new owner.
Yeah.
Is just what's really paying off.
Yeah, you know, I love it. I love it. And the passion, dude. That's the thing that most people don't understand is that you gotta have freaking passion for it. Hey, where's the front page on this one? Yeah, because you went through a little bit of
a tough little bump. Yeah, but
I think
you've helped me out right here
mentally.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer that it's what's supposed to happen in business.
Absolutely.
You know, it's part of the game.
Because if it was easy, everybody would do it, my
friend.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right?
Right. And so, you know, you've talked to me a lot about 3 years. And what I've decided is that I've created a story for 3 years.
There you go.
And basically it goes like this. Year one is startup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You spend money, lots of trials, lots of errors. But year two is what I've labeled momentum.
Yeah.
And then year three is domination.
There you go.
Right?
You know what's so funny? I still do. I just forgot because we're at the end of the year. But I title my business plan.
Yeah.
I give it a name.
Right, and that's what I've done.
Yeah, here. Good. And I learned that from Gino, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he taught me that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you have something to attach it to.
Yeah. You know? And not only that, it's like, what was the title for year one?
Startup.
Startup. So, you know, when you call it that, you kind of know that with any startup, you gotta learn some stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The key though, man, the key is that you never forget that whatever happens, and this is, you know, what I try to teach everybody is that whatever happens, you remember that your value outweighs the value of anyone around you. Mm. Anyone can cut costs. Anyone can prostitute themselves. Anyone can, you know, lower their fees. Anyone can do that. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
That's easy to do. And that's why everybody does it.
Right.
What you've got to remember, and by the way, some people will be attracted to that, and you can't control that.
Sure.
What you've got to remember is that you stay committed to the principle that your value will always outweigh the value of anybody else.
Yeah.
And as long as you stay committed to that, I have found in 20 plus years of business that always prevails.
Yeah, value outweighs cost.
Every time. Now, here's the difficult part about that. The difficult part about that is that you gotta make sure your value outweighs, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
That means you gotta be constantly working on yourself, which, by the way, how much weight have you lost?
40 pounds. Yeah.
See, that's part of it.
Right.
Because you're leading by example.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You look better, your skin looks better, you're in great physical shape, everything.
Mind.
Your mind is clear.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there used to be a rapper, or there is a rapper named Two Chainz.
Two Chainz, yeah.
Yeah, there used to be a real estate agent named Two Chainz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he has two chins?
Yeah.
It was you?
Yeah.
I love it. Dude, I used to be three.
Three chins?
Well, yeah, man, I used to.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta show you some pictures.
Yeah.
Well, and the crazy thing is you don't realize what's happening.
I've lost 40 pounds. I mean, like.
No, it's just the natural outcome.
Right.
Well, that's what I tell people all the time. I tell people all the time, that's like money.
Yeah.
Money is just the natural outcome of the value that you're bringing to the world. So if you're having problems with money, then guess what that means?
Right.
It means that you look like you have good news.
I'm excited.
About what? What happened?
We got our first check from Audible.
Oh, nice! From the books?
Yeah.
Yeah, how did that, let me see. What did we get? We made $30?
No, I mean, it's a decent amount.
Okay, good. We got our first check from Audible for books. Yes, I love that. Good stuff.
That's a start, right?
That is a start.
Yeah, so here's Two Chainz right here.
Oh, show them that.
Yeah. So. Dang. That was me.
But I mean, seriously, Lee, that's the same thing with money.
Sure.
You know, if the topic of money and the topic of weight or the topic of fitness, they go kind of hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really do. And when you find yourself having a lack of money, it's either because A, you're in startup, which is perfectly normal, or B, your value to the world isn't really connecting with people.
Yeah.
You know? And so just like you took personal responsibility for those extra 40 pounds,
yeah.
That's what has to happen to people. People need to learn to take personal responsibility for the lack of money.
Right.
Because it's not anybody's fault. It's not the politician's fault. It's not the world's fault. It's not the city's fault. It's not the weather's fault. It's your damn fault.
Right.
And until you figure that out,
you're gonna remain
stuck.
Place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I try to help people
and
it's
a confrontation with yourself too, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? And that leads to another word. By the way, this has turned out to be a pretty damn good podcast,
yeah.
You know? Confrontation, I talk about that all the time. Can I tell you why people won't confront others?
Because they don't like the resistance.
Because they know. Because they don't like confronting themselves.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
If you haven't mastered the art of confronting yourself with reality, what makes you think you're going to be able to confront other people
right.
and lead other people?
And confrontation is considered a negative word, but you don't grow without confrontation.
Well, hang on. Let's talk about that, right? Confrontation is just a word.
Yeah.
Your relationship to that word is what makes it negative or positive.
Yeah.
Because confrontation of itself, it's just a word.
Right.
We attach a meaning to the word.
Yeah.
And that meaning is what makes it negative. And so for salespeople or positive.
Yeah.
And so for salespeople who have a difficult time with confrontation isn't the issue. Who's the issue? We're the issue.
Sure.
Because we've created a negative association to what that means.
Right.
Where I can make it mean confrontation is the key to freedom. Confrontation is the key to my breakthrough. Confrontation is the key to my destiny. So damn it, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna freaking love confrontation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to embrace it all day long.
Right. So then when I think about that, I also think about the word standards, how
bingo.
You don't have standards unless you have confrontation first.
Absolutely.
And our industry has plenty of standards.
They're all mediocre. They're all low. but it's not just the industry, my man, it's life. I mean really I'm going to go back to the weight loss. You know, all around us, if you think about it, the world is built to support mediocrity.
Right.
I mean, if you want to find a healthy organic restaurant, you need to go search for that.
Yep.
Like you need to, like you, everybody does it. You type in Yelp, organic healthy restaurant or whatever the case it is.
Right, yeah.
And you got to drive a couple miles to go get there.
Right.
But all around you, guess what there is?
Taco Bell,
McDonald's, a whole bunch of crap to keep you in mediocrity. And what we as a society need to wake up to realize is that is there, it's part of the system.
Right.
It's part of the system, you know what I mean? And it's not like, it's not no conspiracy theory or nothing. It's just, it is what it is, man. Is that we can either believe in abundance or we can believe in lack. We
yes.
can believe in going for it or we can believe in staying in the box. And when we as human beings believe in staying in the box and when we as human beings believe in lack, guess what we do? Well, damn it, we look for stay-in-the-box kind of grocery stores.
Because it's comfortable.
We look in stay-in-the-box kind of restaurants because
right.
it's affordable, because it's whatever. It takes courage to step out of the box. It takes courage to say, you know what, no, these extra 40 pounds, that ain't for me. That's not the way my kids are going to see me live. That's not the example that I'm going to give to them.
Right.
That takes fucking courage.
Yeah.
And that's what most people aren't willing to do.
Fun.